This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending May 7th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 203.74, which was $7.71 lower compared to the previous week. And there were 953 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which is the biggest number in quite a while, about 14% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at 207.01, which was $7.10 lower. And there were 6,700 total loads sold, which was 211 loads higher than the previous week. In the formula sales, they were at 3,234 loads, which was 99 loads lower than last week, but still about 48% of the total loads sold. Exports, as reported on this box beef report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 714 loads, which was 203 loads lower. 140 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 574 loads were shipped overseas. In the outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,165 loads, which was 31 loads higher than last week. Now, taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice chuck and round primals were 5 to 7 lower, and the choice middle meats, the rib and loin, were both $9 lower this week, which is very unusual prior to Memorial Day. And the daily cow cutout was $1.20 lower at 174.09, and those 90% trimmings were about $1.40 lower at 219.32 compared to the previous Friday. Those 90% trimmings continue to not really change that much. They've been trading in a 216 to 220 range during the past 2 months after that early year rally. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending April 30th showed that week we passed for import 21,744 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 500 metric tons higher than the previous week, but 6,000 metric tons below last year. The year-to-date total tonnage was 14% below last year, and Australia was down 30%, and New Zealand was down 17% compared to last year, but Canada was up 5%, and Mexico was up 14%. During the last 5 weeks, we're down about 28,000 metric tons of fresh beef compared to last year, so we're really slowing those imports down. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.